115 years ago, the first class of law students at the University of Illinois began working in earnest toward an undergraduate degree called the LLB. They were not an overly impressive bunch. The only requirement of the 37 men and 2 women was that they have a high school education. But nor was the faculty anything to write home about. Neither of the 2 men who were charged with teaching the students had himself been to law school. Both were members of the bar and college graduates, but one of them had been, most recently, a high school Latin teacher in Massachusetts, the other a law librarian in Chicago. As it happened, neither man was overly enamored of coming to the Prairie School in Urbana, and that was before they'd seen the accommodations. The School of Law, as it was then called, could have better been described as the Rooms of Law, since the students occupied 4 small squares of space in the catch-all campus building called University Hall. This utilitarian behemoth, later charitably described by an architect as, quote, of an uncompromising Victorian style, unquote, at the same time housed parts of the campus administration, along with the College of Literature, the School of Art, and the School of Music. Also at various points, the Natural History Museum, Engineering Museum, an art gallery, the chapel, the library, and almost certainly the kitchen sink. Law schools were not held in high regard back then. Given the chance to fund the school, the Illinois General Assembly refused to pony up the $50,000 the university's Board of Trustees requested. So the board, which was itself split on the necessity of a law school, founded the school on its own with about a fifth of that budget. This was representative of the general campus feeling. Unliked and underfunded, the college was routinely excluded from much of the normal functioning of the university, including student scholarships. But despite the neglect and sometimes hostility, law at Illinois persevered, and 5 successful years into the school's existence, it was ready to expand. As it happened, in 1901, the General Assembly allotted the Department of Chemistry the generous sum of $100,000 for the construction of a new building. While this left the old chemical laboratory open, the legislature refused to say whether the College of Law or the School of Music should get it. The issue was a sticking point, too, in the Board of Trustees, where both colleges had allies. After some wrangling, it eventually went to law, though this might have seemed like a Pyrrhic victory. Poor air circulation and consequent lingering smells of its former occupants compelled longtime Professor Frederick Green to note that law at Illinois was taught, quote, if not quite in the odor of sanctity, very decidedly in the odor of chemistry, unquote. By 1906, the law school was an integral part of the university. It was also a charter member of the Association of American Law Schools and an early adopter of the then-controversial, now-standard case method of teaching. Illinois Judge Oliver Harker became the dean that year and almost immediately started to increase academic standards. Within a few years, admittance to the LLB program required 1 year of college. A bit later, 2 years. By that point, the College of Law also had a humble Juris Doctor program run parallel to the LLB. Then, as now, students needed a college degree followed by 3 years of law school to get the JD. The first one was awarded at Illinois in 1910. The College of Law would move several more times, each one accommodating its growing popularity and importance. It is safe to say that no one in 1897 could have foreseen the rise in both prestige and size of the College of Law, much less that law, that unwanted professional school, was destined to become a pillar of Illinois, no more or less important to the life of the university than engineering, literature, art history, medicine, chemistry, or music. I'm Travis McDade.